1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to see across the table from me Constable Darren Fisher with the Stratford Police Service. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Today, Darren, is Slam the Scam Day. It's a national day, and I thought, what better way to slam the scam than ask you about it?
I love that. Let's slam the scam.
Let's slam the scams. So how often in Stratford and Perth County would you say somebody gets scammed?
Oh, honestly, Kate, unfortunately, it's going to be multiple times every single day.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And I think most people would appreciate that because we all are receiving up to multiple calls, multiple emails, multiple text messages, whatever you want to say. Even stuff in the mail is coming in. Like we're all bombarded by it. So it's not surprising that people do fall for it sometimes.
Yeah. And they're getting more and more convincing too.
Absolutely.
The scammers are good at what they do. That's why they're
and
scammers.
I say that all the time too, is that you should not be embarrassed. You should not be ashamed if you fall victim to a scam.
Exactly.
Because just like you said, Kate, they are good at what they do. And especially now that stuff like AI is coming into play and mimicking voices and getting more and more information and becoming much more convincing, it's very easy to see how people are falling prey to it.
It's really scary what they can do nowadays because, I mean, so much technology, you can do so much with it. So what are the best ways to protect ourselves from scams and what should people look for when they're trying to identify a scam?
Yeah, so honestly, I think the number one thing is doing just what we're doing right now.
Absolutely.
Having a conversation that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are all aware that it's going on and we keep it in the forefront of our mind, it allows us to be prepared.
Absolutely, yeah.
And just for those times when you do have something that just kind of raises that little bit of suspicion or you get that phone call that just doesn't quite seem right, having somebody that you can talk to about that. So having a social outlet and a social connection that you can reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
I always go back to grandparent scams because they've been big in our area lately. And I think that's really important for families to discuss and to come up with maybe a safe word that they can use so that you can have that question that you can ask your potential grandson or granddaughter.
Yes.
And get what that safe word is back in return so that you can confirm who it is.
That's a great way to prevent those scams because, lots of them in our community especially. We don't want to be embarrassed about the scams. It happens. They're good at what they do. Darren, how can we report a scam if we realized, oh my gosh, they've got me?
So if you've had a financial loss or you feel like they've stolen some personal information from you, then by all means, please call the police.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that be the Stratford Police or the OPP, depending on where you live, call the police and report that to that police service.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been a victim of a scam, but you have not had a financial loss or you have not lost any information, you can report it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. And if you just do a quick Google on that, Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, you'll get all of the information. It pops up really easily and it's really easy to follow.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Darren, for coming in and helping us slam the scams today.
No, thank you, Kate. I think this is great because the month of March is Fraud Prevention Month.
Exactly.
So this is great. Slam the scam.